Rural hospitals see up close and personal the health of its community. Too many times, it's sick people too poor to pay for health care, according to Carroll County Memorial Hospital Administrator Jeff Tindall.
There are countless numbers of people who you and I would look at their financial situation and say, oh, well, they certainly qualify for Medicaid. And I would sadly tell you they don't. There is such a gap between poverty, affordability to go out and buy insurance on the open market in the current Medicaid program. And it is an extremely small window to get people in.
Medicaid, the federal and state insurance program for people with low incomes or permanent disabilities, could serve as a safety net for at least 200,000 adult Missourians who are now uninsured, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Add uninsured children, the recently furloughed or unemployed from the coronavirus crisis, the number is likely higher.
And when you look at the children, that's the group that's most affected by this, because the women and children group that don't qualify for Medicaid, you know, we're seeing unbelievable health issues in children that are very manageable if they just had the opportunity to seek care.
Those endorsing the expansion, like the Missouri Hospital Association, say it will save the state money because the federal government will pick up 90% of the cost, with only 10% going to the state. Currently, the state pays around 66% for Medicaid recipients. Amendment 2's ballot language says the state expects a one-time cost of approximately $6.4 million. The fiscal impact ranges from a $200 million increase to $1 billion in savings by the year 2026. The fiscal projection's wide range is creating a divide.
Clearly, even the state's budget office has agreed that overall cost to the state is going to be less under Medicaid expansion. Now, here's the tricky part. The extreme conservatives in our state, those individuals would all, and Jeff Tindall, historically, would be concerned about any program that's funded by the federal government. Because at some point in time, you could, under certain circumstances, have a change in that law. The argument, at that point in time, now we've put an unfunded burden on the state of Missouri.
Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst says his organization isn't looking into the future, but at Missouri's current economic crisis. His board came out last week opposing Amendment 2, saying it could cripple the state's budget by imposing massive health care increases.
You know, obviously the state is in a real budget bind because of COVID-19. That's nobody's fault. That's certainly where we find ourselves. Our board, which made the decision, was very concerned that we just can't meet our present commitments and was reluctant for the state to take on any other commitments. So we understand that people might benefit from the change, but we just don't think it's financially feasible.
Peggy McGaw, the 39th District Representative and House Budget Committee member, talks of her concerns if the amendment passes.
A large reduction in tax money to fund this department and an initiative petition served that will allow this on the ballot. And if it passes, it will be a mandate. And then where will we find the money?
The hospital administrator says he knows Medicaid expansion is a political hot button, but for the legislators to trust the data.
I understand the state legislators. It feels like they're leaning into a left hook, but it's a trust moment. I really believe if we can get more people qualified for Medicaid, we're going to be so much better off as a state.
The state says it can't afford expanded health care, but many of its citizens can't either. 4 years ago, the hospital's charity care, when patients show they don't have the financial means to pay for hospital services, was relatively low at Carroll County Hospital. With current economic strife and low earning wages, the numbers have literally exploded tenfold to $500,000, according to Tindall.
The magnitude of increase in that charity care that we write off each year is phenomenal. Now, again, we're happy to do that because we believe that our mission is to serve people, but there's not too many businesses in this county that could take $500,000 write off on the business and services they give to people and survive.
For KMCU News, this is Joellen Black.